Hello, everyone, and welcome to SeaView Quantum Radio Network. I'm your presenter, Daniel, and I'm here with your host, Claudia Pareco. We want to give a warm welcome to Psychic Crystal Sunshine, Spirit Guide Talk. We are honored to have her join as a team member of our network of spiritual first responders who bring the light of consciousness to our listeners and followers across all nations. Spirit Guide Talk covers four shows, each focusing on a type of heaven or higher assistance and the best way to understand and communicate with each of them, spirit guides, angels, deceased loved ones, and ascended masters. Crystal has quickly become an international rising star among psychic mediums. She was formerly trained under world-renowned psychic, author, radio and television personality, Dr. Lauren Cello. She is a clairvoyant psychic who specializes in psychic services available all over the world via audio recorded readings, phone readings, and also in person at our offices in Ventura, California. Want to jump the long list of callers and get your call today? For only $11, we take your call. Simply submit your payment at www.paypal.me/PUREco/11 and message Claudia Pareco on Facebook or in our chat room and let her know you have submitted your payment along with the number you're calling from. Are you looking for a clairvoyant training program that is both accessible and reliable? Enroll to Crystal's year-long clairvoyant training program. To contact Crystal outside of the show and learn more about her services and academy, please visit www.crystalsunshinepsychicservices.com. Every Friday and Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, join our quantum network of spiritual first responders, bringing the light of consciousness to the world. Now, enjoy the episode of the day.
Thank you, Danny, and welcome everybody to Spirit Guide Talk. If you have been following this show with Crystal Hahnemann, you'll know that we were supposed to be talking about past loved ones as our guides. But spirit is always changing and things change, we change. So today, Crystal received a message that, hey, you should be talking about the Akashic Record guides. And we just changed it. And now we have lots and lots of people waiting to receive a fantastic reading on their Akashic Records. And maybe you are wondering, what is it, the Akashic Records? Who are the guides? How do you communicate with them? What's the importance of them? And so on and so on. Thousands of questions. And that is why we have your host, Crystal Hahnemann, here with us. And we will bring her in and I will continue going through callers and listeners so they can be on the show. Remember, if you want to jump the long list of callers, use Take My Call. Hey, Crystal, welcome to SeaView.
Hi, Claudia. Good morning, everyone. I'm so thrilled to be back here at SeaView Radio and with you, Claudia. I love the vibration that you carry here and the SeaView community. So it's an amazing community you've built. So I'm very proud to be here this morning.
And we are too. And I want to let people know that you have prepared a special page at your website so for a special discount for anyone listening today. So can you share us that before we start with the topic of the show?
Yes, absolutely. So just like Claudia said, I'd like to offer all of you, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening in archives, I've created some really great specials for you. So what you can do is you can please visit my website, which is www.crystal.com. sunshinepsychicservices.com, and then /Akashic, or Akashic, of course, it's A-K-A-S-H-I-C, to view the incredible discounts I'm offering for listeners live or in archives. And I'm sure Claudia will post it to the description page as well. So I please offer you to please visit that page, and I'd love to work with you outside of the show.
Great. So as you heard, we have lots and lots and lots of people waiting. So let's go with the topic of today. Crystal, explain us a little bit about the Akashic Records, what they are, what are the guys that work in the Akashic Records, their importance, and how that relates to us.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, really, just like Claudia said, this was meant for another topic. And about 2 weeks ago, I work with a healing master spirit guide. His name is Sabu. And I also work with my Akashic record keeper, and her name is Annabelle. And they kept coming in so clearly that I needed to talk about the Akashic records today. And I kept trying to ignore them, but it didn't work, of course, because they always win. And really, the reason being is that I don't know about you all, but 2018 has been an incredibly fast-moving year of change where everyone's space is shifting so fast. And what I found is my creation space, and along with my clients and my students, it's rapidly shifting and changing. And with that, the reason why they wanted to talk about the Akashic, or you can say Akashic, both are good, is because once you are aware of who your guide or your keeper is, and what the Akashic records hold, we can use this information to leverage this fast-moving change. So I know there that was the reason why. So, and before I dive into that, and I know that we have such a long list of callers, I'm so grateful and so happy for you that you all took the time for us this morning. I want to briefly talk about my latest collaboration with my mentor, Dr. Lauren Cielo, where we've created a metaphysical platform dedicated to explaining our shared human experiences in easily understood metaphysical terms. And the information you'll find with metaphysical Q&A will change the way you view life here on Earth. And metaphysical Q&A was created because Dr. Lauren and I loved teaching and working together so much. So we needed to create a platform where we could continue to do so. So we birthed metaphysicalq&a.com. And of course, it started out as a podcast, and then now it's molded into a teaching module. So please visit our website with that. And again, that's metaphysicalqa.com. But that's a wonderful segue into our Akashic records, or our Akashic record keepers as well. So because once we are conscious of our Akashic record keeper, and that's what I call our Akashic record guides, there are Akashic record keepers, we can actually start to leverage our space, so our body and our soul. So to better understand what and who are our Akashic record keepers, let's first discuss briefly what the Akashic records are. So the Akashic records, they're also known as the Book of Life. You may have heard it in that term as well. And the records are chronicles of everything that has happened since this universe began. And your records are a subset of the entire records. So it's the universe's supercomputer system, if you will. And this system acts as the central storehouse of all information for every individual who has ever lived upon the earth. And more than just a reservoir of events, the Akashic records contain every deed, every word, feeling, thought, and intent that has ever occurred at any time in the history of the world. And the Akashic records contain the entire history of every soul since the dawn of creation. And these records connect each one of us to one another. They contain every symbol, every mythic story which has ever defined our earth plane experience. And the records carry information that attempts to guide, educate, and inform us. So now that you know a little bit more about what the Akashic records are, how about let's talk about who the Akashic Record Keepers are. Our Akashic Record Keepers, they're our spirit guides. They're our spirit guides, or what I affectionately call beings without bodies, where we are on this earth plane beings with body. Our spirit guides are our beings without bodies. They're a light body, our spirit guide. And each one of us has one. So it's not a selective few. It's not, you know, if you're special enough, has nothing to do with that. The universe doesn't see it that way. Each one of us has one. And before we incarnate into Earth, we sign a soul contract with an Akashic Record Keeper for our entire incarnation. Now, you might have known this Akashic Record Keeper in other lives. Perhaps you both had a body. Perhaps they had been your Akashic Record Keeper for lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. Or maybe you were their Akashic Record Keeper. So we do see a pattern in why we choose them. And when I read Akashic Record Keepers, which of course we'll do today, and I'm so excited, they're all lining up. I mean, I had to get up early this morning because they were all knocking on my door, essentially. So it's no surprise we have a long list of callers today. But everyone's Akashic Record Keeper got them here today. There's no accident whatsoever. So when I read an Akashic Record Keeper, they tend to be the most sassy, almost the most cartoonish of all guides. And guides tend to be a little bit cartoonish, but the Akashic Records keepers, they definitely tend to, they're funny, they're quick-witted, they work very, very fast, you know, almost like light speed, and they're very almost fantastical. So most of you are probably wondering, why do we all have Akashic Record Keepers, right? Why do we even have them? And then what the heck do they do anyways, right? What's their job? So we all have one because we can't directly access our own records. We can't access our own Akashic Records. And the reason being is, well, we may be tempted to alter them, right? It's our book of life. And remember, the records carry every action, every emotion, every deed, every intent that our soul has ever thought about doing or has ever created. That's all up there. So there's going to be some things in there that most of us wouldn't be happy with if we were to do a life review of another life, you see? So we might be tempted to tamper with them, right? To change history, to change our book of life. So we're all given a keeper to act sort of as like a middle person between us and our records, almost like a guard. And believe me, when I take my students to the Akashic Records, you'll know that you've tampered in another life or this life. You know you've tampered the Akashic Records if you're meted with guards when you get to the Akashic Records. And I do have to tell you a funny story that I had two guards waiting for me. So I was definitely tampering with some stuff. But now I've worked it out with them where I've gained their trust. So now it's just my Akashic Record Keeper. So now let's talk about what our keepers do. So I work with mine, like I mentioned before, her name is Annabelle, and I work with her every single day. In fact, she's the first one I called in for to get ready for the radio show here today. And every reading I offer, every class I teach, every breath I take, she's always with me. So we're only up, so let's talk about something real briefly. We're only made up of two things. We're made up of energy, and we're made up of information. That's it, energy and information. So, of course, information is the keeper's forte, right? They're almost like a data entry clerk. Information is their thing. So our keepers, they move information, which, of course, soul contracts, back and forth from our energy field, which is our body, our chakras, and our aura, and they move them back and forth from the Akashic Records into our energy field, and then our energy field back into the Akashic Records. So back and forth, back and forth. And what this does is this brings you into present time, which is our most beneficial place to be in. Our physical body is happiest when we're in present time. Our soul is happiest when we're in present time. Because guess what? Nothing else exists outside of this moment right here, right now. So as the old information and soul contracts were done with in our immediate energy field, which once again is body, chakras, and aura, once we're done with that information, we've worked that information, we've worked those soul contracts, and we're done with them, our Akashic Record Keeper moves them back and files them away in the records and then brings forward new information and new soul contracts for us to work out here on the earth plane. So the benefit of consciously working with your Akashic Record Keeper is so great. It's so great. So you can leverage this information by consciously asking your Akashic Record Keeper to put information into your space for specific endeavors that you're playing out here on the earth plane. And they also know your next step information. And lastly, they have access to our original body blueprint. And you may not have heard of that term before, your original body. So we all designed an original body blueprint for the creation of our body, for this incarnation. Meaning, before we ever got hurt or had any sort of injury, you know, when our physical body was pristine, our body has that original blueprint. It's almost similar to a blueprint of a house. So you can leverage this fact by consciously asking your Akashic Record Keeper to reinstall your original energy over an injured part of your body or someone else's body. I do this for myself and my beloved bulldog Luna every night before we go to bed. And I love working this with my clients as well in their space. So that's just a brief description. So now that we know what the Akashic Records are and who and what our Akashic Record Keepers are, how about we get to some readings, Claudia? I can feel them all lining up.
Oh, yeah, they can't wait. And I can't wait myself. So we have four Take My Call users today. So we are going to start with Marilyn. She was the first one to send her payment. She is in Colorado. And welcome. And this is a great opportunity for you, Marilyn. Many are calling. I don't think we're going to get to all of them, but let's see what happens.
Well, thank you so much, Claudia, Crystal. So nice to meet you. I'm anxious to meet my Akashic Record Keeper. My question has to do with my with abundance flowing through my life and what information might come about that through the Akashic Record.
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. And thanks so much, Marilyn. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you. And it's a pleasure to see you here as well. And like I said before the show when we were chatting, oh my goodness, the second that your information came through and Claudia made it, brought it into my awareness, your Akashic Record Keeper was just knocking on my head. It was knocking on my crown chakra. And he first wants me to tell you his name because he really loves his name for some reason. So his name is Herman, H-E-R-M-A-N. And it's so funny the way that they communicate. And you know, working in this field, there's no like one way that it happens. Like you really just have to be really fluid in how you get information. Some don't really find that their name is very important. You know, they'd rather show me who they are or what they do. You know, sometimes they'll just come in as like an energy field. But Herman came in very strong of like, Herman is my name. So he really wants you to know that. And the reason why he wants you to know that is because you're really going to start working with him. Just like I was talking about in the introduction, is that now that you know him, you know, it's almost as if you're going to know him face to face, and especially after this reading. So you really can, and he's so anxious to work with you. I don't really like the word anxious. He's so excited to work with you because now you can really leverage your space. You can leverage your abundance. You could leverage every part about you. So he's Herman. And the way that he comes in, his valence. Now, a valence is just the way that they like to appear to me. And that sometimes can change. In my soul contracts with the work that I do, I ask them to only show me one valence. Because, of course, you know, we've lived so many lives. And so they identify and we identify with so many different valences. You know, this is just one, you know, patchwork of our quilt. But I always ask them to just show me one valence. And you may want to do that as well with your guides. And so what you would do is just with intention say, you know, especially to Herman, like, now that I know what you look like and who you are, this is the only valence that I want to identify with. Because otherwise, you know, if they come to you in another form, how do you know it's them? So that's what I like to set up. And it's just with intention. So now Herman, he's very tall. And the way that he comes in is he is, oh, I'm going to say about 3 feet taller than you. And he's not of a thin build. He's actually quite large, but he's the gentlest of the gentlest of the gentlest of giants. And he has the most calm, like very pensive nature about him, which is so interesting because Akashic Record Keepers, they work very, very fast. And so when he came into me that way, I asked him, I said, well, does your size like keep you away from working fast and like, you know, being able to file things away really fast? And he goes, oh no, I actually really like being this big, because he's also a little bit of a protector of you, because you two have incarnated together several times and he's often one of your guides. But in a past life where you two both took body, he was more like an uncle figure to you, almost like a godfather to you in several lifetimes. And so he sort of has that. It's not like a fatherly, so anything where he's going to let that muddle, you know, your next step information. So it's more like a godfather, more like an uncle where, you know, they're that protective energy, but then they don't tend to be judgmental because they don't have to parent, right? So that's like the form that he takes, and that's the energy that he takes with you. And so he's with you all the time. Now, when I asked him, I said, well, what's her next step information? what are you working on in Maryland space currently? And what he showed me was your heart chakra. He went straight to your heart chakra, so your heart space. Now, our heart chakra, all of our chakras, they contain information. Remember when I said that we're only made up of two things, and that's energy and information. And our chakras, of course, are energy, and they carry information. And I see them as pictures because I'm clairvoyant. And so your heart chakra, it carries like your self-love. It carries your family relationships, your friends' relationships, you know, everything that we're kind of growing into. And part of this, you know, I'm sure you've heard of it because you are attracted to a radio show like this. You know, we're here, you know, as light workers coming into this ascension period, you know, and some of us are moving so fast, and then some of this world, you know, is moving so slow, you know, and it's finding our balance within all of that. And you definitely incarnated to raise the vibration and, you know, be part of this ascension period. It's like Herman and you, like, you're really excited, whether you know that on this earth plane or not. It's like you're here for the work. And I wouldn't be surprised if just in your general nature that you are a light worker, you know, where it's like, you know, you smile nicely with people and you know that that's a healing. And just saying hello is a healing. And it's like your mannerisms, whether you're aware of it or not, it's just very light worker energy. Like you're offering all of these beautiful healings just by being who you are, by saying hello and making eye contact with people. And that's part of Herman's very proud of you when I say that. He's very, very proud of you, just like an uncle or a godfather would. So when he told me he was working on your heart chakra, that's what he's really providing you with your next step information. He's installing it into your heart chakra. So maybe you've been feeling, you know, and I think there's so much going on in this world, right, that's really allowing us to, like, look at our emotional space, you know, head on for the most part. Like, we can't really bury things under the rug anymore. It's like everything in this world is, like, showing us a picture where we're like, oh, my gosh, I feel that. And that's really what he's working you through. And that's a good thing, because once we see that energy, we can actually work through it. And whatever soul contract we signed earlier with that, you know, we're really learning that lesson and working through that. So that's what he's really working on in your space. And, you know, we're all really going towards, you know, leading with our heart. So that's really his main work with you right now. Now, you wanted to know about, yeah, it's really beautiful. And I feel really honored to read you. So thank you, Marilyn. And so you wanted to know about your abundance. And, you know, when you said the word abundance, it was so funny because all of a sudden I just saw, like, your higher self just, like, tossing, like, gold coins up and, like, just being so excited. And you were like, wee! Like, this is so fun to be abundant and, like, really, like, enjoying that energy of, like, of being in abundance. And so I get that maybe perhaps like you're not there now, but when I ask your higher self, it's really working towards that. So your higher self just says, be patient. And the reason why that's going to come into your space actually pretty quick, I mean, the energy that we're in now, I mean, we're manifesting and creating so fast. I mean, we truly are co-creators in this. This is in your immediate field. And the fact that your higher self was showing me that you were running the energy of amusement and like childlike behavior with the energy of abundance, that's the most optimum energy to run when you're in your creation space. So I have no doubt that your higher self is right now manifesting your abundance because you're really working through that energy of amusement. So it's really going to come to you. Now, on the opposite, you know, if I had read, and I read this actually probably 70% of the time, you know, if someone asks me about abundance, it's like all of a sudden it goes to their first chakra, which is really like the scaredy cat chakra. And then I'll see like a lot of fear around it, you know, a lot of anxiety around that energy. Then I know that they're having a setback. And you can't really co-create when you're running that energy. So it's going to be pretty far out in their earth plane time, you know, for them to create abundance. But the fact that your higher self showed me that it's like you're throwing it up, it's like you're tossing dollar bills, you know, you're tossing gold coin up and you're running that energy of abundance, that I definitely feel that that's not going to be something that you really have to worry about. And I know that's easier said than done. I mean, because we all are having this human experience where it's like, unfortunately, we live under a money system, you know, and we have to have abundance to survive. So that's something that even the most abundant people, they worry about. And I know that sounds so silly, but I worked in private aviation for decades. And, you know, so I worked for some of the top billionaires of this world, and their fear of lack is far greater than someone like you or I. So it's not, so even having it doesn't even take that fear away. So the fact that you're really running that amusement and joy energy around abundance, I have no doubt in my mind that your higher self is really taking care of all your needs. And so, and like I said, I know that's easier said than done. Yeah.
So thank you so much, Crystal.
Yeah, you're so welcome. So let me say real quickly is like to work that abundance energy is work with Herman. Say, update my soul contracts so I can have abundance. Let me live through these contracts where I am living an abundant life. So that's how you can leverage that information.
Oh, perfect. Oh, that's such great advice. Yeah. Thank you so much, Crystal. That was awesome.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. Thanks so much, Marilyn.
You're welcome.
Wow, that was awesome. So now we're going to go to our second caller, and she is in Canada, Alberta. Her name is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Thanks for taking my call. Hi.
Oh, my goodness. You're so welcome. So, of course, your Acacia Gregor Kieber was knocking on my noggin, too. So I'm so glad.
That's awesome.
Okay. It's so fun. If I could work with Akashic Record Keepers all day long with clients, I absolutely would because they're so much fun to work with. And they really are like the most communicative. Like they really want us to know them. And I know that's why we had to change the topic today because they're like, hey, talk about us. Like this is what we want. Because they're the guides that we have that can really assist us the most in this physical world. So Everyone should be working with their Akashic record keeper. Yeah. Okay. So yours, now quite the opposite of Herman. Now, she didn't come forward with her name right away. Like, I really had to kind of work at her name. What she really wanted me to see, and I think you're going to get a hoot about this, a crack up about this, is she really wanted me to see her valence, because she's one of, like, the most beautiful, like, woman I have ever seen. She really runs this, like, kind of, like, siren energy, and she seems almost like a pinup girl. And she, like, right away, yeah, it's really funny. So right away, she's like, she's kind of siren energy, but not a siren as, you know, as far as like she's, you know, out to hunt you, you know, because the fables of when, you know, sirens actually weren't very nice. They lured you in, you know, with their sexuality. But she has that like pinup look, but she's not, you know, a siren energy. She's so helpful. And our Akashic record keepers are always super helpful. They always want the best for us. So I just wanted to paint that image for you. So she's blonde, and she has kind of like the pinup curls, and she's got like the rosy cheeks, and she's not like scantily dressed or anything. You know, she's almost in kind of like a 1950s, like super cute, almost like Audrey Hepburn, you know, where she's got a little sweater and she's got little like cigarette pants on. And so she's very savvy and very sassy, I should say. And so I had to work at her name, and she wanted me to, she was like, oh, it's not important. Like, it's just a sound is what she kept telling me. She's like, it's just a sound. And I said, well, you know, it's helpful, though, for us here on Earth to identify you with the name. And so her name is Camilla. And it's the way spells it. Yeah, yeah. I thought it was super cool. And I don't know if it's like a real name. I mean, like real on if people name their kids this. But it's C-H-A-M-E-L-A, Camilla. And the way that, yeah, the way that, and I guess that's more like a, like a silent H, I guess, Camilla. But that's how she wanted me to spell it. And the way that she came forward is that because she kind of helps you be more like a chameleon. And when she said chameleon, she was like, well, I'm, you know, I'm Camilla is what she said. So that I thought that was really cool. And so she runs the energy, and she helps you run the energy of sort of being like water. Like, you're really learning how to kind of like be fluid and kind of like, you know, not be like so stubborn in a way where it's like, okay, I'm really going to work around this stuff like water. Like, I'm going to try to be like a chameleon over here. Like, I can really blend in. Like, that's the energy that she's running. And I know she's a pinup girl, and I'm like, that seems so silly that you're telling me you're a chameleon. And yeah, she goes, okay. No, but it's, you're right. I was like, that's right. They're so funny. And she goes, well, no. And then she showed me how many valences she could change into, but I asked her to just stay the same. So this is what she does. Now, I know that you have a question about a job loss. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because she wanted me to talk about that before Claudia even told me about it, because what she did is she pointed me to your first chakra. Now, you might have heard your first chakra, that carries information on our survival information. So whenever there's something about like, oh, my gosh, like, you know, a job loss, which means, of course, you know, your financial situation abruptly changes, mm-hmm. you know, everything of how you survive, you know, how you get your food, how you get your shelter, you know, how you get your clothing, that's all stored in your first chakra. So I knew you had something going on because your first chakra was lighting up for me, and Camilla kept pointing me to your first chakra. And then and then Claudia, you know, sent me the message. I was like, oh, that makes sense. And so really, so I read the energy of your first chakra, and the energy that your first chakra is running right now, it's running like information. It's running like a mental energy. It's like you're really having to learn. For some reason, there's a lesson that you had to learn with losing your job. And I do think it's about, like, finances. It's about, like, I don't know, we're kind of coming into a time where it's like, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize I could adjust so much. You know, I was living this way. And in so many factors, it's like I was living this way financially. Oh, my goodness, now I have to live this way. But guess what? Like, I didn't have to modify that much. Or you know, oh my goodness, I was living this way, like living in high anxiety with this job, or oh my gosh, I didn't have time for myself. And now I'm able to kind of step back and look at it this way. You know, all of those situations that happen, like when you lose a job, it's like you're only living in your job, right? You're living in that picture. So you only, you know how much you're making, you know, like how your survival information is being created, and you kind of live in that picture. You know, it's like you go to work, whatever it was, you know, whether it was 9 to 5 or, you know, 10 to 12, you know, whatever it is, like you're living in that.
Mm-hmm.
And until that's taken away, it's like you step back and you're like, oh my gosh, that's how I was living. And I know that takes a lot, and it's really, really scary. And I know that there's, you know, some fear and anxiety in that, because your, you know, first chakra was really lighting up. And believe me, I mean, like I was talking about earlier, I mean, unfortunately, we live here in a money society where this stuff really matters. And, you know, and Camilla also wants to say is, you know, I think there's a lot of like energy circulating around that it's like, oh my gosh, it's not spiritual. It's like want money, or, you know, it's like to ask for more and like do all of this stuff. But Camilla, you know, she's kind of a little high maintenance. So Camilla says, you know what? Absolutely. We live in a money society. So ask for money, ask for this, ask for your wildest dreams. Now, you are co-creating this as we're going along. And as I said, we're creating at such a rapid pace. So the way that you can leverage your, you know, relationship with Camilla is, just like I was talking to Marilyn, is work with Camilla. And you don't have to really be, you know, if you're not a meditator, that's okay. If you are, that's wonderful too. It doesn't really matter. You know, maybe it's those moments where you're just out on a walk, or maybe it's those moments, you know, right when you're waking up or right before you go to bed. Maybe that's your time. And you just sit with Camilla and you say, okay, Camilla, update all of my soul contracts to the highest and best good. Update my soul contract to make money. Update my soul contract to work. You know, whatever you want to create, allow my soul contracts to be updated and brought into present time with the highest and best information. Because a lot of the times we sign these soul contracts, you know, to work for these certain people. We sign these contracts a lot of the times before we even incarnate. And then we get to this time, and so much time and space has happened in between that the contracts just get outdated. So the best way to work with your Akashic Record Keeper is say, bring me into present time. Bring all of my soul contracts into present time. And whatever you want to create, I actually think that the reason why you lost your job is because you're going to create something else. You know, something bigger and better is going to come along. And I actually think it's probably going to be different from what you were doing before. Like, I feel like it's going to be a completely different trajectory. And there was no way that you would have really left your job had it not happened abruptly or happened the way it did, so you could create something else. So
that makes
if
sense.
I think I know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. Yeah. If I were you, I mean, I don't like to give advice. You know, if I were you, I would almost write out my soul contract of what you want to create next. And then every night before you go to bed, or every morning, or whatever, it's every afternoon, whatever, like take a moment and, you know, read through what you write, read through your soul contract and say, Camilla, take me out of resistance, match my energy to this soul contract. So whatever you want to create, match my energy, match my vibration to this soul contract and get me out of resistance. Because if you're in resistance, you'll never, But I think that you're going to create something entirely different. So just start working with Camilla and in updating your soul contracts to however you want to create money, however you want to create your next, I'm not even going to say career or job, because that's not resonating with me. You really are going to create a lifestyle, and you're going to create something that you really, really enjoy. So once you get a hold of what that is, write it down, you know, almost like a vision board, and work with Camilla and say, match my energy to this. Make this happen. Does that help you?
It does. Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, good. Good. You're such a pleasure, Michelle. And I'm going to send my Healing Master Spirit Guide in also to work on your, if you don't mind, to work on your first chakra.
Yes, please.
And to really balance out, yeah, because I do feel that it's in like a heightened state of anxiety right now. And of course, I mean, of course, you're human. We're having a human experience here. Yeah. So I'm going to have my Healing Master come in, and he's signing a soul contract with you right now. And he's going to really start to balance out. And what he's doing is really like soothing your first chakra right now. So I think how this is going to translate into the earth plane is in about 2 to 3 days, it's almost like you're going to take like a deep breath and you're going to be like, oh, I don't feel that anxiety as much. And then all of a sudden your creation space is going to open up more. Yeah, yeah. So that's how that's going to work. So I hope you don't mind.
Very cool.
Let me know.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
Thank
you,
Michelle.
You're so welcome. Thanks, Michelle.
So that is awesome. So we have 2 more Take My Call users.
Excellent.
So we're going to go with Michael, and he is in Las Vegas. Welcome, Michael.
Oh,
hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Wonderful. I just actually moved to Vegas on Friday from your neck of the woods in Ventura.
You're kidding me.
No, no.
Do we know each other on the earth plane?
No, no, I don't believe so.
Okay. Oh, that's, you know, it's so funny because you said Vegas, and I was like, that's so interesting because I don't feel that just yet. And when I tuned into you, it's like I saw like, you know, like 1950s, like flashing lights. And I was like, is he visiting or is he really there? So it's so funny that you said that because I didn't, and I used to work a lot in Vegas as well. I was in private aviation and my old boss had a house there. So I was there a lot. And, you know, it's a different energy than, of course, you know, now that you know Ventura, you know, it's a little bit slower pace. And I felt like your energy was still in that slower pace. Yeah, total shift. So, yeah.
It is, and that's why I made the move.
Good for you. Good for you. I'm glad that you said that because your higher self is actually, like, really sort of excited. Like, I feel like there's a lot of a higher vibration energy that actually resonates with you there. Like I kind of feel that there, it's interesting. So it's like, I kind of look at yourself like last week here in Ventura and it's almost as if you're like sort of like drained in a way, like you're kind of like almost weighted down with weight. And then I put your energy over in Vegas and it's like those weights are taken off and it's like, you're like, it's a metaphor, of course, but you're rolling the dice. And I'm not saying you're a gambler, but it's just a metaphor where it's like, it feels like you're like, hey, I'm just rolling the dice of life. Like, I kind of want to see like what's going on around here. And like, it was a good move for you. Let me say that, like, it really matches your vibration. And whether you're going to be there for, you know, a minute or an extended period of time, I don't know yet, but I think it was a really good move for you. So let me bring in your Akashic Record Keeper, if you don't mind. So we have a young guy that's coming in. Yeah, we have a young guy that's coming in. And he's so funny because I don't know if you caught the beginning of the show where it's like they tend to be really quick-witted. And I don't know if maybe because I love being – well, I mean, I love being funny. I don't know if other people find me funny, but I like running the energy of amusement. So I don't know if the guys just love to come and, like, you know, maybe they're paying homage to me or respect to me and why they always come in is so funny. But so your guy comes in and he's more of like a Western role. So, and he just came in, his name is Bradley. So he's more like a Western role and he's a younger guy. Like if I were to like put him on the earth plane, like I'm going to say about like 27, 28, but of course he's a very, very, very old soul, of course. And like I said, he's almost like he stepped out of a Western, but the funny thing about him is that he runs modern energy, and he's not necessarily, well, he is a cowboy, but he's almost like a modern cowboy is what he tells me. So that's really interesting. So it's like, it's not as if I pulled him out of the 50s whatsoever. He's like a modern day one. And so his name is Bradley. And the way that he works with you, let me see here. So, okay, now you two have incarnated lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. Now, and most often you two are siblings, like you two are brothers and or best friends, like almost like twins. So this is someone that you could really, really work with and you know on a soul-to-soul level. You know, it's like you just know. So you're going to have no issue whatsoever with connecting with Bradley, because it's almost like that twin mind, you know, like that twin flame. And like, it's just like, it's almost like synchronistic, where it's almost like you're one brain. Like, it's just like, you know, your souls really communicate back and forth. And oh my gosh, like, it's so funny that he showed me this like caricature, but now that he's really showing me his work, he's like, you know, and the funny thing is what he said is like, okay, like, I know I came in as funny, but I take my work very, very seriously. And what he did was it's so beautiful. And I've never seen this before, is he actually shed his valence and just showed me his energy and how he works with you. And this is so super genius. And so he showed me your soul. So like your energy field, and you know, you just came in as energy. And so he shed his, and then he's on the side of you, and he started just moving all of this information from your space into the records. And it was almost like it was magic for him. And he was like, no, let me really show you what I do. Like, I know I could be a character, but really, I take this so seriously. And he takes it seriously because he values you so much, and you two have such a trust. And so he will drop everything. You know, he takes this very seriously. And the way that he moves pictures and or information in and out of your space, it's like he, with his left hand, he like puts it over your energy field. And then with his right hand, it's like he moves in like a wave motion. And so when he pushes, that's how he pushes information into your field. And then when he comes back, that's how he like takes it out. So it's really graceful, really graceful, and it's really beautiful. And so he really works with you most actually when you go to bed. Now, when we go to bed at night, it's an opportunity for, you know, we have our physical body, and then, of course, we have our soul, right? And so it's like our soul superimposes over our physical body. So at night when we go to bed, you might have heard, like, we fall to sleep, and sometimes it feels like we're falling to sleep. Well, it's because your soul is actually falling out of your, they go down from your crown chakra to your third chakra and then out your silver cord. And then that allows your soul to go out onto the astral, and we teach and we learn, and you know, those dreams of where we're communicating and working out all the problems that, you know, we're not doing here on the earth plane. That's what our soul does. So you and Bradley work most often when you go to bed, because your soul exits. And then it's like what he's telling me is like, it's, you know, I have my brother with me, and you two really do work together. And so the interesting thing is you two co-create on the astral, like you two are co-creating there. So even though like his job here on the earth plane is to move information in and out of your space, when you go to bed at night, you two are co-creators, and you actually are working like a lot of projects on the earth plane, and you actually teach a lot of people. So I don't know if you know that. And like, you have a lot of knowledge inside of you. Like, I find that you, like, the way that you show me is your crown chakra is so big, and it's filled with so much knowledge. Like, you're so intelligent. You know, you're definitely, like, you're on it. And remember, like, Bradley showed me he was quick-witted. Like, that's how you are. You two are a match of energy. And so on the astral, you two are creating so much. And then it translates here to the earth plane. And so you're really, that's your job as a light worker. Like, that's your job as part of this ascension, is you're doing all of this work with Bradley on the astral, and it translates here on the earth plane. It's really, really beautiful. That's what I have for you.
No, that's fantastic. No, yeah, absolutely. And your point on, I left a really good medical sales job in Santa Barbara, and was just tired of the commute and everything like that. And basically, it's, you know, if I'm going to, with commute time and stuff like that, I'm like, if I'm going to put 12 hours in, I'm going to bet on me. And so I rolled the dice. So by moving to Vegas, I'm here to, you know, not only for much more affordable, you know, living conditions, but also launching two projects. I'm a medium as well. Yeah. And then I'm also getting back into commercial finance. So, and I plan on teaching here.
Yes, Yes. That's it. That's absolutely it. Because I saw, and thank you for confirming that. And I saw, I mean, you're so hand in hand with Bradley. And so that is, that's what you're creating. And I saw two things up there, and I saw it's to the masses. Like when you showed me the astral and like the work that you're doing out there, it's to the masses. So, and I really do think that it's equal. Like you have created, your higher self is so super genius that you've created a beautiful balance to do your energy work and then also create financially for yourself. And the two are going to marry each other. And it's going to be teaching to the masses. Like you're really, like, of course, on the astral, like you're connecting with so many people, you know, and the way that you're showing me is like, that's kind of, that's your higher self right now, your soul, like signing soul contracts that are going to play out here on the earth plane. And these are going to be your clients. These are going to be your students. These are going to be people that are coming to see you. So you're out there getting those soul contracts ready, and it's going to translate here on the earth plane. And I do think the two at some point marry each other down the road, but I see that it's a beautiful balance for you, and you're so connected. So in your medium work, oh my gosh, that's why Bradley showed me that you're, you know, side by side, is you're pulling information from him all the time.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Will you, I would love to see your work. Will you keep in contact with me and send me your Medium website? And, you know, I love promoting people. So I feel that everyone can live in abundance, you know, and no one, it's such an old vibration to be competitive or whatever. I would love to see your work,
right.
And I would love to share your work. Yeah.
Oh, that would be fantastic. And kind of on the witty, funny part, the whole teaching thing that I'm doing here in Vegas, I haven't finished the site or anything like that, and that's kind of, I was just stuck in, you know, the slowness of Ventura, and so I'm like, all right, I got to get out. But I bought my domain, and my spiritual teaching here in Vegas is going to be based on spiritualmisfits.com. How appropriate for
Vegas,
I think.
I love it. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I love it. I love it. I love it. And like I said, your higher self is already signing soul contracts with people, and they're lining up. And, you know, of course, how that happens is, you know, our soul is created in the soul contract, because nothing can happen without a soul contract. And then it just takes time to translate here on the earth plane. So your higher self is already doing the work. And I think Spiritual Misfits is so wonderful. And I really think, and of course, that's so appropriate for Vegas, but I really think that it's going to draw a lot of people to you. And I think that you're probably going to have a large, like, media following, like YouTube and podcasts and that sort of a thing as well, because I think that that can really work. And so I've got some contacts in Vegas as well. So if you do local work, you know, I would love to connect them with you.
Awesome. Awesome. I'll be in touch. Thanks so much.
please. Congratulations on your move.
Thank you, Michael. Okay, so we're going to go with our last Take My Call user. And her name is Veronica, and she is asking me to please share your contact information and the show's contact information. So the best way to contact the show is through our website, www.cview.net. And in there, you find all our monthly shows and seasonal shows that Crystal Sunshine is part of. And then, Crystal, the best way to contact you?
Through my website, which is www.crystal, and that's C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, sunshinepsychicservices.com. And, of course, if you / Akashic or Akashic, you'll find discounts that I've created for listeners. So I do hope you check that out.
Okay, so now we're going to go with Veronica, and no matter if we go over, we're going to finish with her. Okay, Crystal?
Absolutely. Yes. Hi, Veronica.
Hi, Crystal. Thank you for taking the line for me.
Oh, my goodness. It is absolutely my pleasure, and I could not say no because your Akashic record keeper really wants me to talk about them. So I couldn't say no even if I wanted to. Okay, Veronica, now your Akashic record keeper comes in. You know, she, oh, my goodness. So she is female, and she is this wise, wise. I'm going to say older, and I use my words very lightly because what is time and space? But she's really beautiful. So in the way that I'm reading older is, I don't know, maybe on this earth plane, she would have been like 70 or 73, so not too old, but she has like this really long, like curly gray hair. And she's wearing, and so that's the only reason why I know she's a little bit older. And so she's wearing this beautiful, across her entire chest, it's a beautiful necklace, and she's got this stone on her, and she's wearing rose quartz. Now, I don't know if you know anything about rose quartz, but, you know, it's all about, like, love and, like, opening up your heart space and how beautiful that she's actually wearing it right over her heart chakra. So she's a beautiful, beautiful soul. And the interesting thing about her is that I actually thought that I was going to read that your keeper was a little girl, because what she showed me was like a little girl around like 6 years old. And so as we were talking and I said hello to her, and then it was almost as if she kind of like showed me her different valence or kind of lured me in. And then she was like, she turned into this beautiful, like high priestess energy. So she's really beautiful. And so let me get her name for you. Oh my goodness. Okay. It's Ananda. A-N-A-N-D-A, Ananda. And it really has, like, when you say it, and I didn't feel it until I just said it, when Ananda, it actually, like, vibrates in my heart chakra. So maybe after the show, you know, maybe you can really meditate on that word, and it actually vibrates to your heart chakra. Isn't that beautiful? So she's a very, very old soul. So let me ask her. So she's been with you as your record keeper for lifetime after lifetime. And you also have incarnated with her in physical body, but only a few times. And the reason being is that, and what she tells me is that it's so hard being in a physical body, is what she just said. You know, remember she's wearing that rose quartz over her heart. She's very, when I say emotional, it doesn't mean that it's like, oh my gosh, I'm living in chaos. I can't control my emotions. It's not that whatsoever. When I say emotional, it's because she just feels everything. And she's such a sweet soul that, you know, it's human nature to kind of see an emotion and maybe either deflect it or turn it into a different sort of an energy. But a light body actually feels through what that emotion is. And so what she tells me is that she has incarnated with you before. She was a grandmother figure for you and once a mother too. And I'm so sorry. So in that lifetime when she was your mother, that's why she showed me the little girl. Oh my goodness, I have angel bumps everywhere. That's why she showed me the little girl. When she was your mother, she lost you. You passed away when you were 5 or 6 years old. And that's the image that she showed me. And it was so painful for her. And that was the last time she incarnated, the last time she took body. It's because she feels so much. And she says, oh my goodness, like Veronica is so strong. Like all of you there on earth are so strong because it's so hard taking a physical body. You have to work through so much. And she says, oh my goodness, I'm so much happier being here and guiding her in my light body. I'm so much happier. And that really suits her. Go ahead.
That's great. Yeah. I guess the questions that I have are related to career and also to love. I'm hoping I'll be able to manifest that lasting love relationship, maybe marriage. And career-wise, I feel like I'm on a threshold, almost grasping a great job opportunity. So what do you see for me there, dear?
I'm sorry about the job opportunity. You are sitting on a good job opportunity. Is that what you said?
I believe that I'm supposed to receive a job offer today or tomorrow. And I'm just right now holding my breath on that. I mean, I'm hoping that it really comes through.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I feel the energy really good around that job contract. I do. I see it. And, you know, I never see 100% yes or 100% no, because our soul is like we're energy. So it's like we move so quickly. And but I'm seeing a strong yes that you will get the job. It's either going to be like later today or towards tomorrow afternoon. And I do feel that the energy is really good around that. When I pull up the energy of that job, it comes up as like a growth period. So like if you do decide to take this job and if it does work out for you, and again, I'm getting a strong yes, but again, like I never see 100% yes or 100% no, but I do feel that that's what your higher self is creating. The energy around it is like a growth period. So if you do take that job, it's really going to accelerate your soul's growth. It's going to accelerate your human experience growth. Yeah, I feel like it's really good. Like it really, it's a step up. Like the way that I see it is that it's like you're on a, you know, say you're on sea level and then all of a sudden you're at like a 2000 foot peak or something like that. It's really going to accelerate you quickly. And I hear financially, I feel physically, and I also hear spiritually. So there's something in there that actually raises your vibration spiritually too. I think it's because you actually come into your own with this job. It's like you really, because you're wanting to talk to me through your third chakra. And that's, you know, of course, like our, we hold our career there, we hold our boundaries there, but we also hold our personal power. So that's really what's lighting up that information is. And I think that's how that speaks to your soul, is that your higher self really wanted to experience personal power. So there's something with this job that gives you the platform to really have your personal power. Like, and when I'm talking about that, you kind of show me as like a lioness, you know, like really coming into that power position. And when I say power, it doesn't, there's not much ego around it. You know, it's not that whatsoever. It's a matter of like you really, it's like your shoulders stand back and like you are owning your physical body and you're owning your soul. You're walking into your personal power, you know, but it's not ego based. So I feel that that would be really good for you.
Wonderful. And in the matter, would I be able to have...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just curious if I'd be able to manifest. I mean, I'm single. Been single my life, my entire life.
Yes. Well, it's no surprise that Ananda comes in, you know, through her heart space, right? And she's wearing a huge rose quartz over her heart. And that's no surprise whatsoever, because that's actually, you know, a pure image of you, is really wanting to learn through your heart space. And so the best way, and that's why you wanted to take this call, is so you actually can work. Like the career is there, but you really wanted to talk, your higher self really wanted to talk about how you can really start leveraging Ananda to help you in your romantic partnerships. So what she says is essentially what I've been talking about on the radio show is, you know, take that moment throughout the day, you know, maybe, you know, write your soul contract out. What do you want in a partner? And speak with Ananda and say, update my soul contract with my love partner, update it with myself, you know, my self-love, and update it with my soul partner. I am ready to be moved out of resistance and into agreement to find my soulmate, to find my lifelong soul partner, if that's what you're looking for. I feel like, so I really think that you can work that energy every single day, you know, just work it for, maybe it takes 90 seconds a day, right? Move me out of resistance and into agreement to find my soul partner, Ananda. And she's really going to work with you because she is all about her heart space. And perhaps maybe go and get some rose quartz. So when you do that 90 second, you know, little energy work, you know, that you could really focus on rose quartz, maybe just, you know, hold it in your hand and really work with her. And what she's like, what she's showing me right now is she's nodding and she really wants to work with you on this. And I do see that this is in your future. I don't see that in your immediate phase. I feel that you have to get this personal power energy into your immediate space, into your energy field. And once you get that into your field, then there, your next step will be, it's like, okay, I conquered this, right? I completed this soul contract. I've, you know, I've got everything settled with my career. Now I'm going to go and find love. Now I'm ready. So I feel that you work this space first, and then you move into your love space. But it takes work every day. You know, energy work, I work every single day. So, you know, put in 90 seconds a day, work with some rose quartz, work with Ananda, and just say, update my soul contracts, bring me out of resistance. I'm in agreement to find my, you know, whether it's a soulmate, whether it's a husband, whether it's a girlfriend, a, you know, a wife, a partner, whatever you want to create. And I do feel that that's going to be on your horizon. But like I said, I don't see it in the immediate field. I see it after you gain your personal power, and then you move right into that. And I do see it on your path. I really do.
Great.
I hope that helps.
It did. This year I met somebody that I feel that, it, you know, there is potential for that.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it will continue to work. You know, it's ironic that I lost my permanent job and then these other new career opportunities start popping up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also popped up along with it. So I just felt that this year was
beautiful. Yeah. This year is just, it's all about fast transformative change, right? It's just changing everything, you know, like everything we thought, it just completely shifts. And things are happening and we're creating so fast. So, and I know that you are a wonderful co-creator. You are a wonderful manifester. So I have no doubt in my mind that you are going to work this out and it's going to come to you sooner than later. It's going to be an amazing year for you. Would you please keep me updated?
I certainly will. Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Veronica. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Veronica. Okay, so we have reached the end of the show, and that was fantastic. You are coming back on the first Monday of October, which is October 1st. And I'm getting some people asking if you would do more Akashic Records, or are we keeping the Ascended Masters? So I don't know. So I think you have to think about that, and when we can just let people know, follow Crystal Heinemann, Kristen Sunshine Psychic on Facebook, or with me, Claudia Pureco, on Facebook as well. And we will keep you posted, but by all means, once you know, make sure you take my call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, today's a perfect example of that, isn't it?
It is. So, and it was so lovely, and I'm very thankful of you, Crystal, of your energy, the way that you connect with spirit. And one of the things that I've been thinking of lately is how awesome is it that people can get advice just like reaching out your phone and calling. You know, this is not the only show. There's many shows, also the ones that you are holding with Dr. Cello, and that you can get the information, the advice that you are looking for. And it's right there on your phone. You don't have to go or
do
anything. Just receive the call.
This digital age that we live in, we're so blessed. I mean, and this is one of the very few generations where it is like this, right? We haven't really lived like this before.
Mm-hmm.
And it is bringing us, if we allow it to be all connected, it is so wonderful. I mean, we can all be connected, just like you're saying, in an instant.
Great. So let us know what the topic of the next show will be as soon as Spirit lets you know. And we start promoting that. But Ascended Masters is also a great topic. So who doesn't want to talk to your Ascended Masters?
It's so much fun. I mean, we're so blessed, Claudia. Regardless, we're so blessed. And we're so blessed to be doing the work that we do. And we're so blessed that we have people that are interested in this and want more. So maybe we'll create a poll. You know, who wants Akashic Records? Who wants Ascended Masters?
Let us know. Let's do it. Let's see what happens. Or maybe they'll ask
that's
you for
right.
another one, and that's another way to bring you in with another show. So
that's right. We'll just continue on. So it's wonderful news.
So this is the first show of July. There's so many others coming. And I thank you, Crystal, again, for being here. And
thank
as
you,
always, have a wonderful rest of the week. Everybody, thank you for being here. We really, really appreciate you listening. And as much as we would like to take everybody, oh, it's impossible, but if you were listening, there's a message in there for you too.
Yeah.
Regardless of who was called, there are readings that usually are meant for someone, but it's really touching a thousand others. So thank you for
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Thank you, Claudia. Thank you, everyone.